Welcome back to Everything Life and Godliness. I am still your co-host, interviewing your host, Dr. Tony. My name is Ibukunloa Oni, and we've been talking about maximizing your waiting season. Mm-hmm. The last episode, we talked about what our major waiting seasons have been, and the up moments and down moments. And Dr. Tony shared about the major challenges she faced in our journey of waiting to get married. So, when do we start today? I'm sure you're looking forward to our conversations today, and we're here for you, right?
Yes, so we're here for you guys.
Let's go for it. Let's shoot. All right. So, what were the challenges? What challenges have I faced in my waiting journey? I'll say some of the major challenges I faced was when I had to do the IVF, the in vitro fertilization. Like I had to do it like twice. And having to wait in that season, you know, there's a lot that surrounds having it. You know, there's the financial part, there's the emotional, you have to be consistent and taking injections and all. I'm sure some people know what I'm talking about, right? So there's been that. There's also been times when I thought I had faith, right? I thought I had persuasion of what I really believed, but I wasn't fully persuaded, you know, because faith is not moved by what external circumstances. That's the truth. The Bible says you walk by faith and not by sight.
Not by sight.
That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. So sometimes what you're expecting is not what you've been confessing. And so what do you do? You say, oh, God is not working, or God has not done it, or my faith is not, you know, working. So I had that challenge a couple of times, especially when, you know, you would expect that, oh yes, I'm going to miss my period, I'm going to miss my period, and then you have to see your period like every month of the year. Like, when are you going to stop coming? You know, so I think, and then not just that, but the stand in that period when you'd be like, oh, when you see it, that means that it's not working, you know. So I think that's one of the challenges that I faced in wavering because of what I saw, you know. But the Lord had to help me take care of that and not be moved by what I see with my physical eyes. Of course, take the necessary steps I needed to take, you know. However, so that has been one of some of the major challenges that I faced in my journey. Yeah, so let's go to the next question. Now, it's, you know, when I talk about my journey, I'll say it's not just me, because it takes two people to make babies, right? So I'm really grateful to God for my husband.
One of God's best sons.
Shout
out to Bro Deji.
Pastor Deji.
Pastor Deji.
All right.
We're rooting for you over here.
Maybe another time we get to share about some more challenges, but yes. I mean, I think we can stop for now. So let me ask the next question. How has your faith in God anchored you, you know, in the process of your waiting? And it's like a 2-in-1 question. And what actions of faith have you taken in the process? So how has your faith in God anchored you in the process of waiting? And what actions of faith have you taken in the process of waiting?
Okay. How's my faith in God anchored me in this process? Sometimes when I'm about to be discouraged, or I have a thought, or somebody says something that wants to send me down, thinking God has a way of, you know, showing up, bringing back, showing me the big picture, showing me the promise. And so that usually is the anchor that I have. Sometimes you bring a word of encouragement, maybe through my parents, through my friends. And I think God also showed up through my community, through the friends I have. I have really, really good friends. Like, I don't have the kind of friends that will say, when are you getting married? There's no pressure. Like, everyone just loves me for who I am. And my relationship with them is not affected by my marital status. I see God's hand in that, because not a lot of people have that. So I have I think I've seen the hand of God.
Very positive community of friends.
A very positive community. And all my friends, like I said, they are married. A lot of them are Gen X's, so not millennials. So these are people that are older than me that should typically be the ones to put pressure, but they're like, hey, no pressure. There's no pressure here. It's all love. And we discuss so many things. They don't think my wisdom is limited because I'm not married.
Mm.
So I have that great community. So I see God's hand in that. Let me see. I'm trying to see how I can answer that question about faith. I think I've answered it. Let me move to the next one. What's the second one?
What are some actions of faith you've taken in the process of waiting?
Ooh, actions of
towards
faith.
Towards what you believed.
Towards, okay, so specifically towards marriage.
Yes.
Actions of faith. Honestly, for this one, I just follow the instructions that God gives me. Okay. I know when it comes to, you know, waiting on God for marriage, surely women can do and undo.
Some people will say, go and buy a wedding gown.
Yeah.
I mean, if, no God, offense, is asking, if God is asking you to, if you want to dress,
you should get a wedding gown.
It's fine. Absolutely.
Go get it. Follow whatever your faith. But just make sure you're not doing it because you see other people doing it. Because, just make sure you have a relationship with God. And I've never done it. Mm-hmm. I've never bought a wedding gown. I mean, the first wedding gown I'm going to buy is going to be my only wedding gown.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pseudo wedding gown here.
Mm.
God has not given me instructions to do that.
And if he gives you the instruction, please go ahead and do it. If you're able to, why not?
Yes.
According to your faith, your persuasion.
The only thing I have done is write a list of those times I was praying and God's word came to me. You know, what do you want?
Hmm.
I wrote down my list of what I want. And every time I pray, you know, praying about different things, I just start to pray in the spirit, and I'm scrolling through my list and just praying in the spirit. I'm praying in the spirit, pray the things that I want. These are the things that my husband, the man of wisdom, a man of integrity, a man who says the things that, who does the things that he says and sees the things that he does. You know, a man who is a man who people can attest to his character, a man who God approves of his character. You know, the deep things that I want, and all these things come from the experiences I've had coming together to say, okay, yes. So those are, I think, honestly, so far, that's like the major action. And then also, God has been, I don't know if we've talked about this, but God has been pointing me in the direction of my finances lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your house in order.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know what's coming, but hey, over here, we're putting our house in order financially. So I've thought about this before. I'm going to have a podcast on, like, being in a relationship and being financially in a good place. I think that's one of the things that I'm one of the actions of steps of faith I'm taking.
Okay, so you're saving up, you're doing some,
I'm keeping my house in order,
keep putting
making sure that my money is working for me while I'm sleeping, just so that, you know, when my husband comes, it doesn't meet a liability. There's no liability over here.
Asset value
over here. And just in case you don't know, this is an opportunity for you, for me to just, you know, patronize my business a little bit. I have an ear care and skincare business. That's you know, God is helping me to put together, and it's going well. So that's part of the actions of faith too.
That's good.
Yeah. Alongside other things that God has asked me to do, which you already know. This podcast is also one of it. My mentoring.
Yeah. And it's actually part of maximizing your waiting season.
It's part of it.
Because it's already answering those questions.
So it's like God is not giving me specific, like, okay, buy a t-shirt for your future husband. He's saying, do my work.
Yeah.
You know, do my work. Mentor my young women.
Yeah.
You know, share your faith experience, serve as a deacon,
serve
in church, sing on the worship team,
use your gifts,
use your time, your talent, your resources, to your treasure, to serve me. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So
praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God is not a user and a dumper.
He's not.
He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Thank you so much, Dr. Tony, for sharing that.
You're welcome, ma'am.
So I think I should answer that same question. How has my faith in God anchored me, you know, through the process and the season of waiting? You know, the Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So the faith that anchors come from the word. What has God said concerning me? What has God said concerning my children, concerning our marriage, concerning our home? You know, so it keeps telling us our home is a home of worship, is a home of, is a household of faith, right? And it's giving us some words concerning our children, you know, and these scriptures, my husband and I, whenever we pray together, these are promises and words that we constantly declare, you know, about our home, our children, And that has anchored us. You know, the Holy Spirit has something to work with when you face times of testing. Those words just come up in our spirit.
Mm.
Right? Even when things have been tough. You know, so our faith in God has been anchored in His Word in this process. And then also we have a supportive community, our pastors in church, people who love us so much, and they pray for us, and they speak with us, they speak over us as the Spirit nudges them. They speak words of prophecy, which we take back to God in a place of prayer. You know, so those are things that have been anchors for us in our journey of faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I think, what are the what actions of faith have we taken in the process? What action of faith have we taken in the process? I mean, basically, like what Tony said, obeying instructions that God has given to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not doing these actions from a place of, God, if I do this, then you will do this, right? If I do this,
that's an entirely different topic, man. Yeah.
It's a matter of God.
Yeah.
Your word says, whatever I desire when I pray, I should believe I receive them and I shall have them.
Yes.
So I believe I receive. I'm not going to have children. I already have them because these children are inherited from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I'm doing my actions from a place of, it's done. I'm not trying to get something.
You're praying from a position of victory.
Yes. So one of my favorite preachers, she says, you're not trying to get something, but know that it's already made it yours. It's present right where you are. So I'm not trying to get children and saying, God, please give me children. No, God has given them to us. He's already made them ours. Right? So listening in and obeying His instructions. Sometimes instructions come in the form of, oh, go do a test, right? Just check what's happening, or sing a song, release this song for other people to be encouraged.
Yes.
You know,
Amen.
Mentor other children for me, because these are the children that will mentor your own children. Don't feel like you're wasting your time. You're investing, it's an investment into the future of into the next generation and into the future of your children as well. So go ahead and, you know, take the steps of faith that I'm asking you to. So those are some of the steps, the things that have anchored us in the process of waiting. Amen. All right then. So we're almost getting to the end of to the crux of this. Did you ever think, Tony, Dr. Tony, that things would have been different if you had done things differently? You know, sometimes people will say, oh, maybe I've missed my time, and things would have been different if I had maybe gotten married now or done things differently. Do you ever feel that way?
No. No. I don't think that anything would have been different, because, like I said at the beginning, I think, if I'm honest, and I look back over at the course of my life, when it comes to like relationship, marriage, I tried my best to follow God's instructions. Sometimes I would, you know, try to follow God's instructions. Sometimes I would want to dismiss, but every single time, God has a way of just rerouting me. You know, and so when I look at that, I see that as an act of God's mercy. And so I don't think that there's anything that I would have done differently. If there's anything I would have done differently, I would probably have disobeyed, because it might be the wrong person and suffered the consequences. And I'm grateful that that is not the case. I'm grateful that the mercy of God reroutes us. So right now, no.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Skip me.
Why should we skip you, Reverend?
Okay. So did I ever think things would have been different if I'd done things differently? I think so. Right. I think that maybe if sometimes we just personally know our walk with God, right? Know how far we're like responding to His instructions, or how focused we are, or how intent we are on that which you have desired. Mm. I think that if I've kind of, or we, my husband and I, have intently focused on this more, like a laser kind of focus. Mm. Of course, I'll say we've done sometimes, but sometimes, you know, you do it, you'll be like, oh yeah, you get tired, and you know, like.
But also, you need to give yourself some credit. You know, when it comes to waiting on God for a child, it's a lot of things. It's finances, it's time, it's hormones, it's
I get it. I mean, this is, I don't like to count the number of years, but I mean, maybe for the benefit of our audience,
it's part of the testimony.
Yes, part of the testimony. Because the next time we'll be having this podcast on, you know, waiting and all that.
You'll be hearing babies crying in the background.
By the grace of God. So,
amen. Yes.
So this is like my 13th year married, right? And really, I've had a beautiful marriage. Because it's still ongoing.
Still have, yes.
God has blessed us with a beautiful home. Amen. God has blessed me with a beautiful, wonderful man of God. Mm. You know, we have a wonderful family, you know, extended family, wonderful community. So I'm enjoying my marriage. Honestly, I am, you know, and I'm looking forward to having our children join in the union and join in the goodness and enjoying the goodness of God.
Amen.
That we're presently enjoying. Amen. So, but the question is, would I think things would have been different if I'd done things differently? Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so. Maybe that might be a story for another day, but you know, yes. I believe so. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and the final question, Dr. Tony, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So, how have you been maximizing your waiting season? What are the things? I know you've touched a little bit on some of these things, but this is the time we want to go really into it. Right? Okay. Are you making new friends? Are you open for friendships? Are you seeing someone? Are there instructions that your God is asking you to do? What have you been maximizing this season of waiting? Are you just waiting till the block or the
the block.
Or the holy dude?
The holy block shows up. Till the block shows up.
Yeah. Well, I've been, yes, I already touched up on some of these in the previous question. I've been following God's instruction, doing what he asked me to do.
Mm.
I think at least in the past year, God has opened up a lot of opportunities for service.
Okay.
At church and even in my own personal life. I am doing this podcast every week.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a mentorship thing I do for young women every month. And I serve in church. I serve on the worship team. And I also serve as a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
You're recording musical videos.
I need to get better on that one. But yes, over the years I've done music. I've done more musical stuff. I think my musical stuff has just, the musical aspect of my ministry has, you know, paused for a little bit. It's been more of my podcast.
Some
now.
Business.
Yes, para. I just started business earlier this year, per God's instructions, because I never saw myself to be a business person.
Mm.
I'm an engineer. Mm-hmm. But that's the direction that God is taking me. And so, yeah, I'm running a business as well. And I'm running the hands-on aspect of my business, so manufacturing and, you know that. And I enjoy it. These are the things that I'm doing to maximize my waiting season.
Mm.
And these are a lot of things that I was telling you today. I said we're in September. September is almost over. Before you know, the year is over.
Mm.
So the time has gone so fast this year just because there's so many things I'm doing. And I think as opposed to just sitting down and waiting for this, you know, waiting for whatever it is you're waiting for, a husband, just sitting down and waiting, it feels longer when you're not doing anything.
Mm. Productive, so to speak.
Yes, when you're not being productive or when you're not maximizing the time.
Mm.
Those are all the things that I'm doing in response to God's call. I don't know what it's going to look like next year.
Mm.
I don't know, but the most important thing is to always follow God. wherever He leads. And another thing I want to add is all these things that that God is doing through me to maximize my waiting season, I'm also trying as much as possible not to attach my value to those things.
Mm.
Because if God calls me today to say I should stop doing this podcast, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to do one more episode. That's the end of it. If He asks me to stop mentoring, then I'm going to hands off. So I'm just learning to be dynamic and go with the flow of the Holy Spirit wherever He's leading. So and that keeps me very excited, because God is such an exciting God. You don't know what is coming.
It's so fun.
Yes, it's so fun. And it's so good fun to work with God.
He loves us so much. He wants to do us good. So
yes,
even when things look like they're in the unknown, we're just simply trusting and say, Lord, I don't understand everything, but I trust You. I know You've got me. You know, His name is Alpha and Omega for a reason, right?
Yes.
You know, He's the beginning and He's the end.
Yeah.
He knows the end of a thing from the beginning. Yep. So He's like, He's just looking at you like, you my baby girl, you don't know what I have in store for you. You don't know the plans I've prepared for you. Come on, trust in Me and come on, push ahead.
Mm.
God is so fun.
I like how you told my girls today that God is not a vibe killer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God is not here to bust your bubble.
Mm.
And even if He looks like He busts your bubble, trust me, He has something bigger.
And better.
Something more beautiful and glorious. Yes. I like this song by Shola Alison. It's one of the songs I listen to. It's called Oroluwa.
The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord. Konilola Ishe.
Will not go unfulfilled. Will never go
unfulfilled. And there's a part of the bridge that says that no matter how bad it looks, you know, almost like this scripture in Habakkuk. Even though it tarries, wait for it.
Okay.
And she says it in, she sings this in Yoruba. She said it will be sweet, it will be a lot, plenty.
Amen.
And it will last long. She said, Ado, Apo, Ape. Yes.
Amen.
I love that song so much.
Hallelujah.
Anytime I'm about to be discouraged, I just turn it on and move to the bridge where it says, Ado, Apo, Ape. Yes. It's going to be beautiful.
Forever.
Yes. It's going to be plenty, just a lot. Amen. And then it's going to last.
We receive that. For everyone listening to this podcast that is in a waiting season, the Lord, they will receive the expectation according to Your will. They will enjoy it in such an abundant way, and it will be eternal.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Okay. So, how have I been maximizing my waiting season? Similar to yours, working and mentoring young people. One of the things that the Lord has been dealing with me on, I've started, what I know I'm going to do more is using the gifts and talents He's given to me, you know, using them to be a blessing to others. There are songs He's given to me, songs that, you know, songs in your pain, songs in my pain, songs of encouragement, songs of victory in the middle of the pain, and that I will sing to myself, that He will give me in my time of worship. And He's saying, Ibuku, it's not just for you alone. There are other young women and families who need to hear the song. So that's one of the ways I'm spending the season. So I'm recording songs in the studio, preparing for some beautiful videos. I am also praying for other mothers. And those are, and this one is so critical, meditating on the word concerning fruitfulness, because sometimes you forget. You know, so taking those words back, telling myself, as I serve the Lord, my God is blessing is upon my food and my water.
Yes.
He's taking sickness far away from me. I'll not cast my young or be barren. The number of my days, the Lord fulfills.
Amen.
You know, declaring these scriptures, Psalm 112, Psalm 128, you know, Psalm 113. So there are a couple of scriptures I would just meditate on healing, on fruitfulness. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15, that we the righteous will flourish like the palm tree, we grow like a seed in Lebanon. So my husband and I do that together. We spend time in worship together. We pray together. We break bread together sometimes. We'll do that some more. Breaking bread together, which is also very, very important. It shows that we're one with God. You know, we have the victory already. So just spending this moment investing in lives, really investing in lives. I also have a business that I'm doing on the side. I'm not so loud on it for now, but one of the things that I do is just focusing on mentoring young people, preparing. I do shows for kids. Powered
Munchies.
You need to go check Powered Munchies on. What's your YouTube channel?
Love Child TV.
Love Child TV.
YouTube. Yeah. Yes. So preparing for other episodes now. So those are the things. And one thing that is so critical that the Lord told me is it's an investment.
Yeah.
Which will yield eternal returns on investment. Not just eternal returns, but also returns here on earth.
Yes, here on earth.
God says, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that God, without faith, is impossible to please God. So it's a journey of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith pleases God. Mm-hmm. As I come to Him, I believe that He is, He sees, I'm responding to Him, and He's a rewarder
of those who diligently seek Him.
So I know it's our shield and exceeding great reward. You know, he never fails. He said we should not do not, and I'm saying this to encourage everyone listening to this. Hebrews 10 verse 35 says, do not throw away your fearless confidence, which has a great and abundant and glorious compensation of reward.
Amen.
But you have need of patience, so that after you've done the will of God,
you will now receive the promises. So, I love that scripture.
It's so precious. It says, do not throw away your fearless confidence. So it's my fearless confidence in what God has said. God sees me fruitful. I am fruitful. So right now, I'm imagining, you know, carrying. I put my foot to my womb to just show my. To feel pregnant, you know what I mean? And I dance with my children. I have this shawl that says thankful and blessed, and I just dance, pray over them, speak God's word. I have their confession, speak God's word over them. What am I doing? I'm sowing seeds into their lives. I can't see them physically, but I know they exist in the spirit. So by the time they come, oh my goodness, they are one of a kind. My children are one of a kind. So so I will encourage you, go to the other side of your faith, of that what you believe God for. Step over there. You know, is it you want to see the completion of your house or your schooling? Play that in your mind and give God thanks for it, and it will surely come to pass.
Amen.
What the Lord has spoken to you.
I love that. Play it in your mind and give God thanks for it. Amen.
Praise God. So, Dr. Tony, anything to add? Because we've come to the end of our this episode.
There's nothing to add. You've said it all. Yes, but this, I enjoyed this. I've wanted to do an episode on waiting, but I just don't know how to navigate. Like, where do I start from? Where do I start this my story from? But I think this. I think you just gave me a good push.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate this, and I appreciate you coming to visit. I appreciate you. Yes, I enjoyed our time together and our conversation. So much wisdom.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, let's just pray for our audience listening. Father God, we thank you for all of our audience listening to this podcast in different seasons of their lives. Lord, we release your power upon them.
Amen.
We pray for wisdom, for clarity, for direction. We pray for strength, oh God, for those who are getting discouraged in their waiting season. We pray that you encourage their hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, you be their source of joy and their source of strength. Let them feel your overwhelming love for them only in this time, no matter what they are waiting on you for, whether it's for a financial breakthrough or for a house or admission or married or children. Lord, you give them a vision as they look to you. Give them a vision of that which you've prepared for them, oh God, and prepare them. Prepare us for that which you prepared for us, oh God. We just thank you, Father. I come against every spirit of fear that might be tormenting their mind. Satan, we resist you and rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We declare that the faith you need, receive the strength you need to stand, even in this time. As you take courage, and step out in faith to be all that God has called you to do and to live the purposeful life that God has prepared for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for, because you know, testimonies were bound for this time of sharing,
Lord.
Today. We just love you and we give you all
Lord.
The glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you all for joining us. This is Dr. Tony and Ibuko. Say, we love you.
We love you.
Jesus loves you more. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, week, year ahead. God bless you. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.